Good evening, everyone. Apologize for the slight delay, but we are going to convene our supervisors meeting for Tuesday, March 14th, 2023. It's approximately 7:04 p.m. The board did not meet in executive session prior to the meeting. We note that Mr. Crispin is out of town on a conference and is not going to be present for the meeting, and that Mr. Wyckoff is also unavailable for this evening's meeting. Mr. Corrado is, for the last time, connected by phone. So, with that, before we do roll call, I'll ask everybody to stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
So, Mr. Everett, will you please take the roll?
Be happy to. Member Zunino?
Here.
Member Corrado?
Here.
Member Nutt?
Here.
And Member Brazil?
Here.
Or Chairman Brazil? You have four.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Everett. We have a majority of the board is present for this evening's meeting. Before we get started, I'll make the normal housekeeping announcement. Although it's supposed to be in the meeting room, I want to advise all persons attending this meeting that it is and has been the policy of the township to tape record all public meetings for the purpose of providing accurate minutes. So at any point during the meeting, if anybody comes up to the podium to speak, we need you to identify yourself, first name and last name. If you're a resident, representing yourself as a resident, just your address then. If you're representing an organization or an entity, please identify the organization or entity you're associated with. Other than that, that'll take us then, kind of dovetails into our first visitor or public comment session for the evening. We typically allot speakers 3 minutes to make a point, put it into the public record. Again, name, first name, last name, and address. And so we'll open up the meeting for public comment. Anybody wishing to come forward can do so. There'll be 2 sessions for public comment, one now and at the end of the meeting. All right, seeing as no one has come forward, we will close the visitor public comment session at this time. We'll move to the consent calendar. Under the consent calendar tonight are just the adoption of the Board of Supervisor minutes for February 28, 2023, and accounts payable and payroll. So we can take both of those items in one motion or each individually under the consent calendar. I will open it up to my board members for a motion.
I'll make a motion, Mr. Chair, that the consent calendar items A and B be adopted.
Very good. Motion made by Mr. Zamuda. Is there a second?
Second.
Second.
Motion seconded by Mrs. Nutt. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the items on the consent calendar for this evening's meeting, please vote aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. This item passes unanimously. The next item on the agenda is new business. The first item under new business A is the consideration of the second time extension for conditional approval of the preliminary final subdivision and land development plan for the Pennsylvania State Police Academy and the BISO modernization. That's plat 1352, Mr. Emmerich.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The Board of Supervisors initially approved plat 1352 on June 14th of 2022. On November 21st of 2022, the applicant, by way of their legal counsel, requested an extension of time until March 23rd of 2023 to address the outstanding conditions of approval. The applicant, again, is by way of their legal counsel, has requested an extension of time until May 23rd of 2023 to address the remaining conditions of their December 6th, 2022 approval. The second extension makes no changes to the plan, details or waivers or deferments that were granted. I'm recommending that the Board of Supervisors extend approval of plat 1352 until May 23rd, 2023, subject to the following 15 items in my staff comments being addressed as indicated, with items 1 through 7 being addressed by May 23rd of 2023. That completes my report.
Questions for Mr. Emmerich on this item?
My only question is more of a comment. Is there a representative from the state police?
There does not appear to be.
That's my usual complaint when we have something like this, is there's no representation. Whether we have questions or not, we should show up. That's all I have.
Anything else for Mr. Emmerich? Hearing none, we have a motion.
I'll offer a motion to grant the extension conditional upon the staff comments and the list of requirements to meet the conditional. I'm sorry, my iPad. I'm hoping I got it all right.
Here.
I want to make sure that it's right. So.
Okay.
I will offer the approval of the preliminary final subdivision land development plan for PA State Police Academy and EESO modernization plan, plat 1352, is extended to May 23rd, 2023, subject to compliance with items 1 through 15 in the department head recommendation section of this agenda.
Motion made by Mrs. Nutt. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion seconded by Mr. Zanuda. Any further discussion or questions? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. Motion passes unanimously. The next item on the agenda is item B. It's the consideration of modifications to the conditions of the Board of Supervisors November 22nd, 2022 approval for the preliminary final stormwater management and land development for Project Milton, plat 1362. Mr. Hour.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. At the Board of Supervisors meeting on February 14th, the Hershey Company sought permission to record plat 1362, asking for deferment of certain items. They've worked with legal counsel and with the staff, and they're down to actually needing to be able to record the plan prior to obtaining PennDOT highway occupancy permit and obtaining those after plan approval. And those occupancy permits are for a walking trail and for a pipe crossing on Old West Chocolate Avenue. I'm recommending that the Board of Supervisors revise the conditions of approval of the preliminary final stormwater management and land development plan for Project Milton, plat 1362, subject to the following conditions, following 14 conditions in my staff comments, with items 1 through 7, excluding item 5, which has already been addressed. Sorry to make this mix this up a little bit for the suggested motion. Item 5 has already been addressed by May 22nd, 2023, and items 5 through, and the remainder of the items except for 16, which has also been addressed. So items 5 and 16 can be removed from the motion. Staff and HRG are both comfortable with this plan going to record without the PennDOT permits. It would be able to do that under the subdivision and land development ordinance anyway. It's our stormwater ordinance that requires PennDOT permits to be issued prior to approval of the stormwater plan. So they're halfway there to begin with, so it's a small ask. In doing so, one of the items will be a supplement to the existing developer's agreement, which, again, has been worked through with Grim, Bean, and Thatcher and legal counsel for the Hershey Company. And there are representatives here tonight if you have any questions.
Welcome. Good evening. Greg Rogalski with Pannonia Associates here on behalf of the Hershey Company. Kenny Heimwald is here as well. As Chuck mentioned, we're simply asking for the ability to record the land development plan in advance of receipt of the highway occupancy permits. They have been submitted, they've been reviewed, they've been resubmitted. We are just waiting. That's kind of where things are at. So it's not a situation where nothing's been done. And as Chuck has mentioned, one of them is for a shared use path. That's part of the project, as well as some stormwater crossings along a state route behind the project. So that is the request this evening.
So, Mr. Rogalski, give us just a sense of timing. So what, when would you expect these permits to be issued?
So
under normal circumstances.
Yeah, we had resubmitted the stormwater permit. I think it's been about a week and a half now, and normally have 30 days for review. So talking about 2.5 weeks to get a conditional approval, and then typically there are some items to kind of follow up after that too as well. So you're probably talking, you know, 6 weeks for a full permit in hand, all done. But certainly we've already received comments, preliminary comments, and addressed all of those in terms of the
power. And Mr. Chairman, if I could add to that, we can't release the building permit without the approvals here this evening as well, without the plan being recorded, and without the deferment of the PennDOT permits.
Yeah, and I get, and so we're, it's sort of a, we're kind of in a squishy situation. It's not that, I mean, I understand this, the predicament that I recognize that PennDOT, you know, is going to follow their timeline, and I recognize the need, the desire of the Hershey Company to start moving things. You're already moving fairly rapidly at the site.
Correct.
I know the desire to get done ahead of schedule if possible. On the other end, I feel, Mr. Emmerich, that I'm balancing. I'm just unsure of the precedent we create if we allow folks, applicants. I mean, if we're not going to, then why have the requirement in our ordinances that we require these things in hand? Because it's not, this is a worthy project. I don't have any quarrels with the project owner, but how do I distinguish this between the next project that comes in?
If I can add a little bit more to it, if this was their driveway access permit, maybe it would be a different conversation. These are smaller elements of the whole plan. Under the municipality's planning code, which is what the subdivision ordinance is written under, years ago, the municipality's planning code required municipalities to allow plans to be recorded prior to PennDOT because many developers found themselves between PennDOT not issuing a permit until the plan's recorded and the township not allowing the plan to be recorded until the PennDOT permit's been issued. So under the SALDO, under the subdivision ordinance, they could record their plan without the PennDOT. It's our stormwater ordinance that is not written under the MPC that envisions all other approvals being gained. So that's kind of where we are.
I recognize that distinction because I wasn't really worried about the shared path.
Sure.
So much as the stormwater plan. And I guess my question then really is to Chuck, have we allowed, you know, whether it's residents in the township with their own property or businesses, have we allowed others to do this in the past as well? Or is this the first time we're doing this?
Nobody else has asked.
So
no.
So I think the instance in front of you as well is that the stormwater management ordinance, you know, provides for this provision. If this was the only point of discharge, some other things going to happen. We've been through a multitude of other processes up to this point in terms of approvals and all of those types of things. You know, if the stormwater was the only regulating ordinance for a particular project to do something for whatever reason, you know, that would be a reason to be able to kind of slow down the topic. But once again, we feel like we've been here, obviously in front of you many times, many months, you know, following the correct process to get to a point where we would be able to continue with the project. And once again, you know, the desire here is to really get the foundations going in terms of the building permit. I mean, it's really being driven by that. We have no desire to, go and do this work without a permit or anything like that, obviously, in terms of the stormwater process.
Can you describe for us just a little bit about the stormwater? What remains to be approved?
Sure. So you may or may not remember the plan, but ultimately, currently, there's essentially a channel next to the property. The channel is dammed by the railroad tracks, okay, and creates flooding in that particular area. So part of our plan was to install a crossing across the railroad tracks, a pipe, to get us to the other side of the tracks, but then also on the other side of the tracks is Old West Chocolate Avenue that we have to get across as well. So that portion of, obviously, Old West Chocolate Avenue is very, very lightly traveled, but ultimately we could get on the other side of that to get to the discharging stream that's down in that particular area. So, you know, we've gotten the approvals all the way up to this point, if you will, you know, to be able to provide that free outflow of water. And, you know, ultimately our goal is to reduce flooding on our side of the track. So I don't think that should go unnoted that, you know, really at the end of the day, we're trying to help out a situation that exists currently too as well. So I realize the hesitation and not to set a precedent. I think there are reasons in this particular case, given the magnitude of the project, the other approvals, and kind of the ancillary nature of this particular permit as it applies to the project, in a reasonable request to the board.
So you're going to pipe it back to the back of the property, right? Well, I mean, I'm just trying to think of it in my mind. So, and then we go under the tracks, or you're going to go over the tracks?
No, we'll go under the tracks. We're going to bore underneath the tracks with a new pipe.
And then will you do the same when you get to, what, Old West Chocolate?
We have to go underneath that, too. Exactly. So it's part of that particular process. That is the permit we're talking about.
That's the permit we're doing.
Yeah, so it's that second piece of the crossing to go to get it to the ultimate discharge point, which is that.
Can you just that is my last question, so I'm hogging the microphone. Can you just describe for me, what is it about going under Old West Chocolate with that pipe that would be concerning with PennDOT, that would slow them down? I mean, you said they had some comments, they went back and forth. What kinds of things were they concerned about? Because it seems like a fairly straightforward thing to do in terms of taking that water off the back of your property,
correct,
under the tracks, and then under the road, back under what I think is also your property.
Right. And ultimately, they had similar concerns to what the township had in terms of the downstream, you know, condition of the discharge, how the pipes actually go underneath the road itself. And you know, there's also a component, there's a shared use path envisioned down in there as part of another project that there was some coordination that they wanted some additional information on. So we provided all that. In fact, a lot of that had already been prepared in terms of what we had to do for the township's approval process, you know, back to them to be able to facilitate that thing. You know, I think in terms of addressing the comments, there were no comments that we had any issues addressing, you know, or were difficult to address. It's just a matter of, you know, typically going through the process. We've submitted, we've got comments, we came back, you know, continue to go. And part of this process, too, is iterative. You know, we had to make sure we get the stormwater scenario to work and get through DEP and then apply for those permits, you know, so it's not that you can just apply for all of these at one shot at the beginning. There's certain things the township has to provide, et cetera. So, you know, that's the other component of just what drags the timeline out and, you know, where we sit here today with a request, with an ask of the board to consider.
And, Mr. Chairman, if I could add one other thing. I said in my staff comments that there's an amendment to the developer's agreement. It was crafted by Pat Armstrong, and it does withhold occupancy permits for the building until such time as the PennDOT permits are issued.
Okay,
so we're not going to find ourselves...
Nothing could happen there until that permit was granted by PennDOT.
They couldn't occupy the building.
Right.
As another safeguard. And that agreement also carries an indemnification of the township for allowing the plan to be recorded and the permit to be issued prior to the pandemic. So they can't come back and say, but...
And ultimately, we bonded all those improvements as well. So you have money to ensure that they would be done if indeed, for whatever reason, you know, the permit would be issued. I don't know why that would happen. So,
other questions?
Mr. Golski, how, if you are granted this conditional, this approval, how much time do you think that it helps with the project? Is there a specific time where you think it will take PennDOT to kind of finally give you the stamp approval?
Once again, I think that's 6 weeks. You know, that takes into account the additional review period, and then there's some other, there's always kind of cleanup items, administrative items at the end that we have to submit to PennDOT to get the final permit approved. So I think that's the acceleration component of the project, is to be able to get a 6-week jump, which is obviously huge in terms of, you know, we're at foundation level, so we've got to get out of the ground to be able to continue. It's not like we can do other things. You know, we're kind of up against where we are at this point today. We've done a lot of what we can do, and that's the next step to maintain a critical path of the entire schedule.
And this ask is different than the ask from a month ago.
Definitely, yeah. So we stepped back, obviously, in terms of there were some other permits associated with the railroad. We got that one. You know, these things are filtering in, if you will, but we're just in a position now that we were able to continue to do work up until this point. We're now at the point that we're kind of a critical mass to be able to try to continue with keeping this on the ground. So.
Kenny, I thought you told me the Governor's Action Committee team was behind this project at the PennDOT level, so this is moving as fast as it can for PennDOT. Is that correct?
So, yeah, Kenny Highball with the Hershey Company. We have had the governor's action team involved with this project since the beginning. We did ask for their help with DEP and accelerating that permitting, because that permitting tends to take a lot longer than most. We have not asked them to get involved on the PennDOT side, because that was going at a pace that we felt comfortable with. And then we got to this point with, like Rick said, one thing after another. Norfolk Southern was our biggest hurdle, we thought. That's why we were here last month for that request. The downstream analysis with Hershey Entertainment was our other one. We've worked through that as well now. Now we're down to what we didn't really expect to be an issue a month ago, which is this pin up for just, again, for a pipe crossing. It's not for roadway improvements.
And Chuck, is there any way, my concern is that, you know, we're going out of order and that other developers will want to go out of order because we've set precedent for going out of order.
Well, if I can maybe just comment real quick on that, you're not setting a precedent, at least in my opinion, because I actually did this for our project across the street. It was already part of the developer's agreement to have our HOP for that project as well deferred until after land recording.
Is that for a driveway?
And no, it was for the bike path. Yeah, which also had a small stormwater component to it as well.
So I guess we have done it once before.
For the same project?
For the same owner. Different project. This would have been for the West plant.
Were we on the board then? Were we on the board then?
Yeah, it was a month. Uh-huh. Well, it was a month before this approval.
Oh, was it?
That was okay.
That was our expansion across the street here, our new production line that we're putting in. We're also putting a bike path in as part of that project along Old West Chocolate Avenue. You know, again, that needed an HOP because of the bike path. We had that deferred in our developer's agreement as well.
Do you have any more questions? Rick, do you have a question?
Nothing that would clarify this right now. I'm still kind of dubious about the precedence, but.
So, I'm Peter Nelson. I'm Matt's partner. So, Pat's on the road. Just a few questions for you. Are you sure PennDOT's going to issue a permit within this time frame you've given us?
Define sure.
So I'm not looking for a guarantee, but is this something where you don't, you think everything's cleaned up, it's good to go, and there's nothing?
I can say, you know, after being in the business for 25 years and seeing lots of these letters, there was nothing that scared me in terms of the comments or magnitude of comments that we've addressed, nor did we have any real issues or anything that we felt was like, oh, what about this one? We'll go either way. They were pretty straightforward. There are some, as I mentioned before, back-end items that are always part of the HOP process and we'll have to kind of take care of the next round. That's just typically how it works in terms of the issuance of those permits. So, yes. I couldn't guarantee it, but positive results.
Okay. And, yeah, I think the timeline you gave us was 6 weeks, but I think you submitted this about a week and a half ago, so we're looking hopefully more like four and a half weeks.
Well, once again, I took off front end of that because we resubmitted the PennDOT permit about a week and a half ago, probably at the same time.
Okay.
So it still would be, it would normally be 8 weeks from that resubmission.
Okay.
Trim it down to six. So.
And this is for you and I think also for Chuck. You guys, your goal right now is to get the foundation.
Correct.
So instead of having everything stop at a occupancy permit stage, what happens if the board grants you this but says you can go no further than the foundation? Because I believe, am I correct, you know, you put in the foundations, they need to be inspected, and then you need to get, you know, the next step is there. So you could put in the foundations and we could hold there until everything was gotten. That work also.
So this is certainly not the foundation isn't like your house that is poured in 2 days. You know, this is a huge excavation.
Yes.
So there is admittedly a period of time. I'm going to defer to Kenny on that. I don't think I can make that decision. But I think that this is...
Yeah, easy. I mean, that kind of comes back to, again, where we were a month ago when we were here and we were asking for a hold harmless just to do that, just to start foundations. So we're kind of kind of the same boat. I guess the only other comment I have to that then is we'd like to get started on our stormwater piping as well around the site as part of our ENS measures and what have you. So that's the only other thing that I feel like we really want to be able to start sooner than later. You know, it's usually, you know, kind of doing things backwards, right, than a typical project.
Ken, how long will it take you? I mean, maybe it won't take long, but how long? You could literally do the stormwater pipe all the way from your, I mean, couldn't you build it all the way to the road before you really have to worry about not having the PennDOT permit?
We could. Just to kind of go back to the beginning of all this, we don't have to put these pipes in as part of this project. We're doing that out of a courtesy to the community because we see this as it, not only is it flooding our property, it's flooding the neighbors. There's residential properties that are flooding
okay.
as well.
Hold that thought then. Hold that thought. So, Chuck.
Yes.
I don't disbelieve Kenny, no. But I mean,
a large part of the stormwater for this project was identified in the stormwater study that HRG did for us in 2008?
10.
10? Thank you. 2010, which led to some of the improvements we've done. What happens to the water now, as they say, it backs up to the railroad, and then it runs down towards Goodyear, you know, through the backs of those residential properties. What they're proposing to do is take it back to its original path before the railroad was constructed, which would have taken it the water behind Select Medical. So that's the difference. The area that floods now could have been their stormwater basin for this project. But they chose to allow that land to drain dry and route the water down towards the Scudero Creek and away from the residential properties in Goodyear. And we know what problems there are on this side of the railroad bridge where Pizza Hut and McDonald's exist. So they're really routing the water to the other side of some of the impoundments that happen down below. So that part is very true.
So there is a benefit. You're telling us as a board, there's a benefit to the community in terms of, forget about the permitting request, just the company putting this stormwater management system in place does produce a benefit for others besides the company itself.
It does indeed, yes.
And, you know, my concern, I think I'm speaking for the whole board, is that we just don't want to set a precedent we're trying to be careful not to set a precedent that others could take advantage of and would put us in a position that this actually, the way it's been described, doesn't really sound like it's that important of an exception. I mean, it seems like we could approve this, and because we don't have to issue an occupancy permit until they receive the HOP permit, we ultimately still have control over this project.
We do through the developers agreement.
I just want to make sure that this, I'm trying to make sure, Chuck, this is as limited of an exception so that if anyone comes down here in the future, and there are people, you know this, because there are developers all the time coming to us right now, it seems like, and I want to make sure that you don't feel, most importantly, this is setting a precedent that we would be stuck with that we couldn't opine otherwise.
It's literally the stormwater ordinance. I don't know that it was envisioned when the stormwater ordinance was written, which addresses both land developments and non-land developments. It made sense for non-land developments that all permits would be in place. Unfortunately, we put land developments back to the place that they were when the MPC fixed it by saying you can no longer hold up a land development from being recorded by PennDOT, and PennDOT can't hold up a permit because the land, you know, somehow we threw subdivisions back into that never-never land unintentionally, and we are working on the stormwater ordinance right now. We're near the end of revisions that are necessary, and we'll likely tailor that more to maybe non-subdivision developments where there aren't the whole list of approvals. It seems odd that again, you know, we inadvertently broke something that was fixed before.
Right. And so Peter is our solicitor. I'll ask you sort of generally the same question I asked Chuck. Is this going to create a precedent for us that is going to tie our hands on similar kinds of items? This item seems so specific. I find it that I don't think we have this fact pattern. I'm not worried about seeing this fact pattern over and over again. I also don't want to be, I don't want to ignore that and create a precedent that ties the township's hands.
Legally speaking, each development is separate. So if you approve or apply conditions to one development, you're not legally required to do it to another. That being said, certainly people, developers, will see this and will think, well, if they did it for them, they should do it for me. So it's more of a political issue than a legal issue. And I've certainly seen in other townships, cases where people will come in and ask, make a request, and they'll know. They'll go back 10 years and say, hey, you did this 10 years ago for my neighbor, or a guy down the street. So legally, no, it doesn't matter, but certainly people do remember these things, and people will bring it up and say, hey, you did it for him, you should do it.
And it gets overlooked, the fact that, the legitimate cost estimate is $1 million to do some of this stuff. We're going to invest $1 million to fix an existing problem. So if somebody else down the road brings that same issue up and they're sitting in the same position and they've invested $1 million to solve the problem, then maybe you should consider it at that point. But, that's the totality of the request.
And I think that's the distinction between what you're suggesting, what you're requesting from us, and what we see in most cases where I do understand the benefit. I understand that land there, and I understand the stormwater concerns there. I was on the board in 2010, and we had huge stormwater problems. So in this particular case, though, Chuck, if you agree that there are residents, some pocket of our residents are benefiting from this project, that to me is the distinction that I think we don't see in most development projects. So I don't want to hog the time here. Does anybody else have any questions? Mr. Corrado, I know you're on the phone. Do you have any questions?
No, I do not. I concur with the way you outlined it. You're setting precedent for other developers, but that said, you articulated my position as well.
The only comment I would have is if you want a little more control, is you don't have to do the occupancy permit as the cutoff. There are other steps in this process that we say but if you don't have it by then, we're holding things on. Or you need to come back to us and request another extension.
Such as,
they put in the foundation and they can't do any further work.
Mr. Kenny, you were suggesting you were going to be doing this contemporaneously, perhaps with setting the foundation, or is it after setting the foundation?
Well, because of the size of the property, the site, there's multiple things we'd like to be doing. Foundations, obviously, for the building side is the first step. But on the site side, we still have other grading to do. We have ENS measures, basins that need to be installed. We have stormwater piping that could be started. Again, that's so that we can start conveying the water to where it should be going as we're doing construction. So it's that type of item. That's the only thing I would add into that then maybe is that we're allowed to move forward with foundations and as part of our land development, stormwater management plan, those improvements as well.
Honestly, under all of the facts that we've discussed and the fact that you're moving stormwater off your property, basically putting it all onto another part of your property, you've gotten the most difficult permit of all, which is the Norfolk Southern permit. You're solving some problems, stormwater problems that exist for other residences in that area. Honestly, I think under all of these facts, I can be behind supporting this. So, if there's nobody that has any other questions, I'm going to make a motion When we normally make motions, I'm going to make a motion. I don't know if anybody's going to second it, and I don't know what the vote's going to be, but I'll make a motion. We have four people present, so we need three yes votes on any motion to carry. So I'm going to go ahead. I think the record is clear, and I think that under the circumstances, since I believe you're going to have this occupancy permit, I honestly believe you'll have it in 6 or 7 weeks anyway. I think we're...
And maybe just to speak to that, just for a second, we don't need an occupancy permit for another...
I'm sorry, the highway. The HOP, but I don't see any reason for PennDOT to delay this. It's really, you're talking about what you're asking is done all the time. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to make a motion that the Board of Supervisors, there are any number of conditions in the agenda description prepared by Mr. Ender, any number of items, there are total of 16 conditions.
Minus
number 5 and 16. All right, so I'm going to make a motion that the Board of Supervisors revises the conditions of approval of the preliminary final stormwater management and land development plan for Project Milton, Plat 1362, subject to the conditions in the agenda memo prepared by Mr. Emmerich. There are 16 conditions, but all of those conditions, so a total of 14, with the exceptions of conditions 5 and 16, so the remainder of those conditions, which total 14, which, to essentially allow the applicant to continue on until such time as they receive their HOP permit from PennDOT. Is that okay?
For recording the plan.
So I make the motion. Is there a second to that motion?
Second.
The motion is seconded first by Mrs. Nutt. Is there any further discussion or questions? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion, please vote aye.
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 Any opposed? All right, hearing none, the ayes have it. The motion unanimously passes. We appreciate your time tonight and explaining it to us as thoroughly as you did. It's an important issue for us, and so Chuck, you understand how important this issue is to make sure that we're very clear with folks coming here that we're not treating different citizens and different entities different than others. But I think you've done a nice job of laying out enough facts that I think this board feels comfortable moving forward. So we do appreciate your time tonight.
Thank you for your time and consideration.
And thank you.
Thank you. The next item on the agenda is C. It's the request to conduct the 2023 Love Inc. 5K race on Saturday, June 24th, 2023, starting at approximately 8 a.m. Chief Warner.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just going to talk up. Request was received from Dave Forci of Love Inc. to hold the third annual Love Inc. 5K run on Saturday, June 24th. 2024, starting at 8 a.m. The event starts and ends at the Spring Creek Church of the Brethren. Roadways involved in this race will be East Aruba Avenue, Para Avenue, Meadow Lane, Crest Lane, which is MHS property, and Gulf Lane, which is MHS property. Roadways will be closed during the event for the safety of the participants, and all closure points will be manned. Any of the involved township roadways will be closed for approximately 45 minutes, and once all runners are on Crest Lane, any involved township roadways will be opened. This route has been managed before. We allow residents and emergency apparatus vehicles into the closed areas as needed. We kind of measure where the runners are. If there are breaks in the runners and so forth, we can kind of get people to the residences and get them to where they need to be. So it's been managed before. by the local fire police are usually the ones doing the traffic control. They will man the post if it is required that they need some assistance from our department. They have agreed to our reimbursement policies. They're aware of that, and they're agreed to that. We just ask them if they do need our assistance to give us enough time that we can schedule some people to assist them. I did attach a letter from Mr. Forgey. Lubbock is a nonprofit, a local nonprofit. They help out churches, all local churches, local food banks, provide personal care items for people. And then they also assist Penn State Health in providing housing for people that have loved ones at the med center that they can stay for free, that they need to stay in the area while loved ones in the hospital. So do quite a bit of good work in the township and the surrounding area. So I think that's about all I have for that.
Thank you, Chief. Any questions for the Chief on this request? If not, we can entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion, Mr. Chair, that the request to conduct the 2023 Love Inc. 5K race on Saturday, June 24th, 2023, starting at 8 a.m. over various township roadways on a route approved by the Derrick Township Police Department is approved.
Motion made by Mr. Zanuda. Is there a second?
A second.
Second.
Motion seconded by Mrs. Now, I think there might be a time delay, Mr. Corrado. I'm not doing this on purpose, but the motion was properly seconded by Mrs. Nutt. All those in favor, any questions about it? Hearing none, all those in favor, please vote aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. The motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Chief. There was, on our agenda originally, there were four items. The fourth item was a request to close Reese Avenue from the Water Street to the West Entrance Road to the Reese's plant. It was going to be closed for purposes of having an Easter egg on the grounds of the Reese's property there. That item was actually was removed from the agenda before the meeting. The applicant decided they no longer needed that relief. So that's why some of you may see if there's four items on the agenda, that was the posted agenda, but that item D was removed for purposes of tonight's meeting. All right, that will take us to supervisor, board, and committee reports. We'll start with Mr. Zanuda. We'll work our way across. So we'll do Mr. Zanuda, then Mr. Corrado, and Mrs. Nutt, then myself. Supervisor, board, and committee report, Mr. Zanuda.
I have nothing, Mr. Chair.
All right, thank you, Mr. Corrado.
I second that. I have nothing.
You second, yes, okay. Very good. Mrs. Nutt?
I have no report this evening.
And I also have no report this evening. I've got the boards that I meet on that net. I looked to Allison to make sure I didn't go ahead. All right, so that takes to departmental reports. Chief Warner.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have nothing for you.
Thank you, Chief. Mr. Sassaman, Hershey Volunteer Fire Department.
I'll stay with the speed round, and I have nothing for this evening either.
It's always a treat when Mr. Piccolo is here substituting for Mr. Clark. Mr. Piccolo, Public Works.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just one quick note. Daylight savings time, new recycle hours. So the new hours are Monday 4 to 8, Wednesday 4 to 8, Friday 8 to 3, Saturday 8 to 3. And that's the signs have been put up, posted at the recycle center and at the gate, and I'm sure it's been updated on the website.
Maybe that would be a Mrs. Swagger, that would be a good item for our Friday email. Thank you.
That's all I have, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Bigelow. Ms. Jacqueline. Am I pronouncing that properly?
Jacqueline.
Yes.
That's right.
Ms. Jacqueline. Mrs. Jacqueline, I can remember. But thank you. Continued good stuff at the library. A lot of good things. things happening there. Parks and Rec, Mr. Jackson.
Thank you. Nothing to report this evening.
Mr. Stump, Township Engineer.
No report here either.
Thank you very much. Fine traditions of Mr. Bonanno. Thank you for that report. Community Development, Mr. Emmer.
No screen, no report.
And as I said, Mr. Crispin is not with us this evening because he's attending a professional conference. So the Lido Township Manager report will take us to visitor public comment, our last session. So, absolutely.
Daryl Barry, 1769 Church Road. First of all, I'd like to thank everyone for the activity up on Church Road, the markings on the street, and the stripes. And hasn't had much of an effect, but I really am grateful for the steps taken. When my neighbors and I were here in August, Chief laid out the project that he was doing there to investigate the all-way stop at Hilltop and out at McCorkle. And I was wondering, the chief laid out that there was some criteria, and he was doing some data gathering with his little gray box. Just wanted to know, is that project complete, or what, or when it will be complete, and what was the outcome?
Chief, I can check with Sergeant Klinger, who's in charge of our traffic safety section. I think she pretty much has everything completed. I don't know if she has the final report completed. Just off the top of my head, anecdotally, seeing what she had as far as information, I don't think the four-way stop was warranted there. With the information that she was able to gather, or the data we were able to collect, and so forth. But I don't want to say that's 100% positive, because I think she's still working on finalizing the draft of that report.
You don't know yet, Chief?
I can check with her. I'm sure if I press upon it hard enough, I'm sure we could probably have that within the next couple of weeks, maybe by the next board meeting.
And that would be the next board meeting, maybe March 28th. It would be good to have some follow-up. Because I know, I often wonder too, I drive it every day, and I often wonder, you know, are there other things we can do? I knew that stop sign was being evaluated, but...
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that. Right over here in our neighboring township, on North Hanover Road, there are speed humps. And they're very effective. And that speed limit over there on North Hanover is also 25. And I was down in Hershey, and on one of the streets, the one behind Click Lewis, they put some of those speed humps to warn people that there's stops there at South Forge Road, and they're pretty effective. And I appreciate the police, you know, what they've done up there with the stripes and stuff, but like the chief said, at that point, they can only do what they can do when they can do it. And these speed humps, they're on duty 24/7. So is there a possibility that that could be studied, the speed humps? They seem to be, I mean, they're around, so I know it probably doesn't create any significant issues, you know, with roadways and so forth.
We resisted in the township with the speed humps. I know that it creates issues with snow plowing and things like that. But I've also been in other communities where they have the speed humps, so I recognize they can be effective. That has to be among the items we consider. And, I personally would like it to be the last option we consider. I wish we could do the four-way stop, but I also understand it's a little backwards when you think about it, but It seems like the four-way stop works. Like we have, you and I have no doubt that four-way stop would work. The problem is that there's an accident there, and those stop signs, as we know from PennDOT litigation, if you have stop signs in areas where they actually don't meet the metrics that are required under PennDOT regulations and law, then we are we'll get sued,
right.
Which is bizarre because it really, I do think it would work to solve the problem that you and I know exists there.
Right.
We're just going to have to keep trying to figure out ideas. And these are good ideas, and I appreciate how patient you and your neighbors have been on this. And, I think about it every day when I drive back.
Thank you. So, I think about it every day when there's a person tailgating me from 743 up to the house, like just last
week. I was afraid you were going to say it was me. That's my fear. Somebody's going to come and say that it's on me doing it. Because I do try to drive purposely the speed limit. You know, because I feel like the more of us that do that, maybe we'll condition the other drivers around us.
I mean, this woman was angry. She was, you know, flailing her arms.
I've seen her. She wasn't driving a 2017
Honda. I have seen that same lady before. Which when I would drive to work, she'd be banging on the steering wheel, and going like this.
So anyway,
that's definitely.
What do we have to do to consider those speed humps up there? How do we,
Mr. Berry, can I address that? I've been trying to push those for a number of years. I've been on the board for 5.5 years now, and ever since I got on the transportation staff group, I've been trying to push these. But they always seem to be resistance because of what Mr. Abruzzo said, is the snowplow issues.
Yeah.
There's also the issue that if we put one in one neighborhood, everybody's going to want it. Because no offense to you or your folks up there, yours isn't the only problem in the township. It seems everybody's got that issue, speeders and scofflaws. Okay. I live on Cocoa Avenue. I have the same issue.
Yep.
I'd love to see speed bumps there, or speed humps at the very least. Right now, I don't foresee that happening. It doesn't mean it's not going to happen, but we have to get agreement within the community. The township community in here to start putting that forward and start looking at it a little closer. I'm on your side. I'll drive the truck up to put it in if I could. But
I mean, I agree. You know, I mean, but what are our other options? We know the resources of the, and the police officers. If the incident last week, I called them and they said, yeah, we'll come out and do some enforcement this afternoon. But that would be a permanent solution. 24/7, 365.
Yeah, it is. I will say the speed enforcement is an effective deterrent. Because over the years, Chief, you've been with the department a long time. We've used speed enforcement over the years on Church Road specifically, and it has an effect. You know, you see that it does slow people down. It has to be sort of a sustained,
yes,
speed enforcement. And there was a time, Chief, right, where our traffic unit there was a time the traffic unit was fully fully operational, and that's what they worked on was traffic.
Yeah, it was a combination. We had the traffic unit, and they had the opportunity to be proactive about those things. Now, our traffic unit is basically enveloped within the patrol division, and they spend a good amount of time handling calls as well. So we're not able to focus on traffic enforcement as much as we used to.
And are we moving to, will there be, do you foresee a point in time, Chief, when we'll have the staffing necessary and we'll be able to do more sustained traffic?
We're going to plan together this year, so.
Thought of that.
We're going to put some, crunch some numbers and try to come up with a multi-year plan of being able to staff properly in order to be able to do some of that enforcement. And I'm not going to get on the soapbox, but hopefully the legislature will come to their senses and allow us to use radar so we have some more effective tools to use in these locations where we can't use other
devices. So, yeah, it's Mr. Zabuda's right. It's township-wide, and we talk about it all the time amongst ourselves when we see it. And so the solution, you know, it'd be nice if we could pull the Church Road issue into a more comprehensive solution before we get the speed humps, but we can consider that as part of the part of the report. And Sergeant Klinger, or Sergeant?
Yeah.
Yeah, Sergeant Klinger. So, you know, keep us at work. We'll hear perhaps at the next meeting.
Yes. Yep.
And the chief knows that I know there's finite resources, you know, and there are priorities for those resources. All I can do is beg, cajole, plead.
And I don't mind that.
That there can be more enforcement.
Yep.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Tracy Brown, 319 Park Avenue. I just have a question. I know you guys don't really engage in question and answer, but all things diversity has been an endeavor, you know, throughout the township with stakeholders from all our major organizations in town. And I know when Ms. Court was on the board, she was a representative for the township. And I don't currently see a supervisor on the board or on the committee. So I just wanted to ask a question to see if you guys are reaffirmed to commit to participating in supporting all things diversity forums.
Yeah, I think we just do generally as a board support the diversity of the township. And I think when this court left the board, the decision was it seemed to have been a strong enough foundation with that group that they no longer needed the township leading it. We were kind of leery of being, I don't want to say it's a political issue, but we were sort of like trying to focus on the things that the township should focus on, but still be supportive of the group. So we are supportive, but we haven't since had anybody assigned to the group.
I was just curious because it just seemed like there was somebody conspicuously missing from the committee, and I know Ms. Court was actively involved. So I wasn't sure if there was, you know, disengagement from the endeavor, or I just wanted to see.
No, I think we all think it's important. I can speak for everybody. I think it was a passion that Ms. Court felt very strongly about, and I think when she was leaving the board and we were looking at assignments for all the different board members, we felt comfortable. There were a couple other. The Downtown Hershey Association was another one where the township had been very active, and we made a decision that, okay, it's been started. It's strong enough now to continue on, and we can be supportive without actually being like charter members of any organization, because we want to be sensitive to the fact that township government has its role, but being supportive is an important part of that role. But perhaps allowing other non-governmental entities to take the project and keep it moving. So that's sort of where we found out.
Thank you. I appreciate the explanation. I was just curious because, you know, there was a missing, you know, member. Or it seemed to be, you know. So I appreciate the explanation.
Yeah. And if there's things that we can do to be helpful, just please let us know.
Okay. Well, I'm not involved. I just saw the board, and I was like, oh, wait a minute.
Yeah, we had a number of conversations with Mrs. Court before she left the board about continuing on with all of the activities she was involved in and sort of maintaining that involvement. But it is there. All of our time is so.
I get it. I just, you know, when different things happen in town, you know, we dropped off with. Because of COVID, we dropped off with Kiss Hershey back. Right. And I am fully supportive of that. I'm really trying to get that launched again, and I know it's probably late in the game. But, you know, when the township reaffirms their support with these endeavors, I think it speaks volumes about the board, and it's just very important. So, thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Tracy. All right. Is there anyone else wishing to address the board in public comment? If not, we will close that session of public comment and we will move to the next item, which is adjournment. Do we have a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Mrs. Dunn. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Zaluna. All in favor, vote aye.
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 Motion adjourned. Meeting adjourned.